Not every woman. Today, three great women for today's installment of Broad Appeal, because cool broads running for office, winning office, and talking politics is always appealing. I use that word with love and respect. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 4:30. It is Hump Day Wednesday, and that means it is time for Broad Appeal. Before I introduce my fabulous guest and co-host, a wee bit of business. It is Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. If you want to go somewhere for fun, for free on Civic's dime, even including gas money, we've got you covered. The word to win and to be registered to win one of our two grand prizes, getaways to Wisconsin Dells and Door County, this hour is sun, S-U-N, as in be sure to wear your sunscreen when riding your bike around the Green Bay area because it's bike week, which is what my co-host today, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, was doing before she hopped on the air. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lyerly.
Gonna soak up the sun. Let's go.
Right? Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love hanging out with you, Maggie, because you're so smart and you just boil these complicated things down into really understandable bite-sized pieces that we can then consume and share back out into the world. And wonderful, beautiful people like our other guest, Leah Hibble.
She sits on the Stoughton School Board. She is also a licensed clinical therapist focusing on trauma care for kids. I cannot imagine a better woman and women to be talking to as the state is debating our biennial budget and considering not giving public schools what they need, which trickles down to all of our kids and their mental health needs, as well as these dastardly cuts coming out of Washington, D.C. It's all bad. We're going to talk about that amongst some other things. Welcome to the show, Leah. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. And one correction that I want to make.
Please.
I am here representing the great city of Sheboygan, the Sheboygan Area School District. It's where I got my own education. I went to that district from grades kindergarten through 12. My grandmother worked for the district for 36.
Oh, did we just lose Leah? I think we did. Kristen, did we lose her? Or are you hearing her?
I can't hear her either.
Leah, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the number. Give us a call, okay? I'm putting it in the chat right here. Give us a buzz, and we'll pick you up on the phones. That'll be a little bit easier. Well, first of all, I get to correct myself, which is always a good thing to do. Sheboygan, I was getting my fabulous S cities in Wisconsin confused. She's on the Sheboygan School Board. Dr. Lyerly, let's just talk a little bit about kids' mental health. I'm sure as an OBGYN, you have talked to moms and dads about their kids as they've grown up, as you get to know families and parents. This is one of those things that I don't understand the approach of the MAGA regime here in the state of Wisconsin when it's about kids' mental health. Like, why wouldn't we be putting as much money as our budget can possibly bear into kids' mental health? The governor declaring it the year of the kid, and yet, when we look at the cuts that Republicans are proposing to the governor's budget, it feels like they're targeting our kids, not helping them.
I feel like they say one thing and then they do something completely different. They'll say, we care about our kids, and then they'll destroy the budget. This is the year of the kid. That's what Governor Evers said. And he traveled all around the state with lots of leaders and listened to what people had to say and put together this very thoughtful budget. And with the stroke of a pen, the Republicans completely dismantled the budget, brought it back to base. It eliminated all of that incredible work done on behalf of the people. And now here we are with nothing for our kids' mental health. And we know that in this country, mental health is at crisis level. We have the worst mental health that we've ever had documented in this country. especially when it comes to young people. You know, I'm a doctor, but I'm also a mom. I have four sons. And to talk with them and their friends about what they're going through and how we are failing them in so many ways because they can't access the resources that they need. They can't get the medication and the treatment. It's such a profound failure of society. And when our kids can't get what they need, then they don't grow and develop into adults that can continue to be productive members of society. We can't fail our kids. And nobody knows that better than Leah, who will be joining us soon, I hope.
We've got Leah. Leah, can you hear Kristen and I?
I sure can. I hope that you can hear me too.
Oh, yeah, we got you loud and clear now. Thanks so much. Leah, when you look in your Sheboygan community as both a therapist and a member of the school board, what's your opinion? Are students and young people's mental health needs being met?
I think that there are great strides in meeting students' mental health needs, specifically in our area. And I'll tell you, I read a study recently, and 35% of Wisconsin adolescents feel depressed or hopeless every single day. And these kids, if they are feeling depressed and hopeless every day, more than one out of three, what that means is they are not going to school. They do not have hope for their future. So what we are doing as a district is we have an incredible program called the PATH program, Providing Access to Healing. And that program started in 2015, and it is in-school mental health counseling services that are available in several districts across the entire county. So not just the Sheboygan Area School District, but many districts within the county. It's a partnership with United Way, which I think is incredibly important that we have public-private partnerships or just partnerships in general, because the idea of making sure that our kids are served is not just public, it is not just private, it is a community-wide issue. And here the United Way does a great job at spearheading this particular program. Thousands of therapy sessions are had per year, and our kids are getting served, but there are many that are on wait lists. So there are many kids that maybe are not getting what they need. Or quite frankly, if there are children that are not attending school on a regular basis, they can't access the in-school services because they're not in school. So it's my hope that we can do more work to improve attendance and to get the students what they need so we can get them through those doors.
Yeah. Folks, that's Leah Hibble. She's a licensed clinical therapist and a member of the Sheboygan School Board. She's joining me for today's installment of Broad Appeal, along with my fabulous guest co-host, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who has her own amazing show on WGBW on Saturdays. What time can they find you, Kristen?
3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. And I might add that Leah was a guest of one of our recent episodes where she and one of the city council members, an incredible childcare provider, and the mayor of Sheboygan all came together to talk about how the childcare crisis is affecting not only families, but entire communities like Sheboygan, and some of the different ways that they are addressing this issue, some of the different ways that people don't recognize childcare is impacting a community. For example, if there's no childcare there, people aren't going to move there to start their families, right? So this is why we have to bring in the mayor to talk about the economic advantage of ensuring that we've got all of these resources. And these resources include people like Leah, again, who can add that mental health piece and make sure that when we're not doing well, we've got the people who can help us get back to that point where we can function and actually do good stuff in the world.
There's this, Leah, I wanted to ask you about this relationship between the health of our families, right? And lots of politicians will use the words like, I'm pro-family. And I scoff because if you're pro-family, that means you're pro-childcare. That means you're pro-education. That means you're pro-mental health supports for young people. And for young people to have good, positive mental health, they also need parents with good, positive mental health, which means that we are meeting people's basic needs. Leah, if I know you've written op-eds on this, you've talked about paid parental leave, you've talked about childcare. I looked up some of your work in the Sheboygan Press Gazette. So thank you for being so vocal about these things. Can you talk to us a little bit about, from your vantage point on a school board and as a therapist, the interrelationships that Kristen was tipping her literal hat to, and that we need healthy families, we need healthy parents, we need to invest in these things. And if for no other reason, if you're a rabid capitalist, because we need healthy people showing up to go to work and moving into our communities and avoiding the brain drain that can result. Leah?
Oh, absolutely. I scratch my head on this one too. Because in my work, in being in contact with my legislators and doing advocacy, I get that response that we want to be family-centered. I've heard it said, Leah, we want the same things. We just want them done differently. And when you are slashing budgets for things like mental health coverage, when you are doing things like striking paid leave from the budget for, you know, consecutive years, that does not tell me that we are pro-family. That tells me that this is every man for himself. And as much as we want to say that America was founded on the principles of independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that does not come on its own. We need to work together on that. I think about everything that we do as a society, and it is built as part of a collective. And I know some people might have a problem with me saying that. They might say, well, everyone needs to do their part, but a lot of people fail to understand that some people are doing the best that they can, and it is not what we would consider to be our best. But one thing I'll tell you, our legislature, specifically the Republicans, if I can get political, they are not doing the best that they can for their constituents. They are not doing the best they can for families, and they are not doing the best they can for children. I was so thrilled to hear Tony Evers speak the day after he announced that this was the year of the kid. And it pained me to see that there are so many cuts in that budget bill. But one thing I'll tell you, I am so proud of Sheboygan and what we do here, because I feel, you know, Kristen was talking about the earlier show that I was a part of that she hosted, and I talked about how Sheboygan is the city of the four C's, one of them being children. Sheboygan, it's the year of the kid here every year.
Oh, I love it.
That is great.
Leah Hybl. It is the year of the kid every year in Sheboygan because of people like Leah Hybl. It's Broad Appeal. It's Wednesday. It's the 4:30 block. I got Dr. Lyerly, and Leah's sticking around for another segment, so you don't go anywhere either. And it is the Scani Summer Text to Win contest via the Civic Media app. Text in the word SUN, S-U-N, to enter to win. All the contest rules available at civicmedia.us. Keep it locked.